This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump briefly left the military hospital where he is being treated for COVID-19, riding in a vehicle to greet supporters gathered outside. Mr. Trump departed the hospital in an armored SUV and remained in the vehicle as he drove past a flag-waving and cheering crowd outside Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Mr. Trump teased his surprise departure in a brief video posted to his Twitter page. He said to be very eager to resume campaigning. And White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said on Fox News that Mr. Trump is very hopeful about getting out there in short order and then when the doctors deem it appropriate. Trump tested positive for the coronavirus late Thursday, 2 days after debating with Democratic nominee Joe Biden in Cleveland, 2 weeks to the day before their next scheduled face-off in Miami. Biden has since tested negative. State and county officials in the state of New Jersey are contacting more than 200 people who were at President Donald Trump's Bedminster Golf Club for a campaign fundraiser Thursday and asking them to monitor themselves for possible coronavirus symptoms. Anyone who was in close contact with the president or his staff is being asked to quarantine for 14 days. Officials recommended waiting 5 to 7 days from the event to get COVID-19 tests to prevent false negatives. After the White House announced early Friday that President and Mrs. Trump had tested positive for the coronavirus, it sent the New Jersey officials a list of 206 people who attended these events. Local officials are contacting employees who work there as well. This is VOA News.